Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Despite all the strides feminism has made in the last few decades, despite the progress there is still to be made, there seems to be one portion of life that is proving to be feminism-proof: getting engaged. Thanks, in part, to Instagram, the expected sequence of events must be but that the man kneels in front of the woman, preferably at the top of the Eiffel Tower or beside Victoria Falls, accompanied by a string quartet and a camera crew. He then presents a ring garnished with a stone the size of a baby's head, while the thrilled bride-to-be weeps gratefully. But why? Why don't men wear engagement rings? Why don't more women ask men? Why don't they just agree to get married? Jennifer Horgan has been pondering this today. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Well, you have to, I suppose, first fess up and tell me what happened about your engagement. What was the sequence there?
Okay, so to be fair, I got engaged when 2007, and I was an absolute traditionalist. So my husband just asked me kind of off the cuff on a Friday evening on the couch. And I said, okay, grand, but you need to do it properly. So I made him do the whole thing again. We had to have the ring first. He was very good. He did it and it was lovely. But I didn't for a second think there was anything wrong with the whole affair.
Yeah. And at that time, did it occur to you, why isn't he wearing one?
Not at all, right? And not even, Sean, that it didn't occur to me then. I have only thought about this week, right? It's the first time I thought about it. And it was because I was in a staff meeting and I was happy for the distraction of seeing my colleague's ring, right? So I knew she got married last year, but she only had one ring on her finger. Beautiful ring. And I was like, oh my God, your ring's so beautiful. But, you know, do you not have a wedding band? And then she explained that she felt very strongly that she shouldn't wear a ring before he was wearing one. So she was like, no, I talked about it with him. And, you know, we decided then, and she got this ring designed that was both engagement and wedding ring. And they both got their rings on the same day. And I just sat there, my mouth open. I couldn't believe I'd never thought of it.
Yeah. Before that, what had an engagement ring meant to you?
Like, to be perfectly honest, I was just very excited to have a beautiful ring. Mm. And like, I am still a romantic, you know, so, and I think I was brought up on a diet of romance films, romance novels, you know, just this idea that, you know, I would get this ring and it would mean that I was, you know, going to be with this person forever. And I just loved the whole romance of it and never kind of gave the symbolism of the ring a second thought. But this week, when my colleague said it to me, I kind of went away and I looked it up and I was just so shocked to see like that the history of the engagement ring, apparently it goes back to the Roman Empire when women used to be given rings, but the ring was attached to a key or a set of keys to symbolize to everybody else that this woman was taken. And obviously I'm not saying that that's what it means now, but it certainly makes me think, you know, these symbols, it's a symbol, you know, and what does it symbolize? And, it, you know, it's hard not to see it as a symbolism of ownership when the man isn't wearing one. You know,
yeah.
If it was that we both wore one at the same time, then absolutely this is equal. We're both saying we are committed to one another. And that is extremely romantic. OK, so there's, you know, I'm not taking away from the romantic, but when it's just the woman, there is something else going on there, you know.
Yeah, and now it just seems to have from reading your article, this seems to be a thing that's only developed so much in this century. But sticking a diamond on it and it being valuable also says something.
It does, doesn't it? It's like I am worth this. This is my value. I've earned this, and I talk about as well in the column the song, the Beyoncé song. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. I'm sure you know the one from 2008. Mm. And the thing is that there is a kind of a sad reality to the fact that for some women, it actually is important that they have something valuable, you know, related to their relationship, so that if things go poorly, if the man doesn't turn up, they have something they can sell, you know? I mean, I think there is a kind of a real truth to that. But the idea that we are looking for something of value to enter a relationship is flawed, isn't it? There's something
it's
concerning.
It seems transactional. He's exactly. getting basically you to be a slave and you got now a ring in return.
Absolutely. And it is, I say, like it's kind of a scaled up version of if a man buys you a drink or buys you dinner, there's an expectation that you're giving something else in return. So yeah, it's exactly that. It's that transactional thing. And if engagement and marriage is about romance, and if it's about, you hope, an equal and respectful partnership, then for the starting point to be an engagement ring, you know, it just doesn't sit so kind of comfortably with me now. I don't imagine I'll be getting engaged again, but I think if it were to happen, I'd certainly do it differently.
Yeah. At the same time, is there, because the whole, you know, the palaver around the engagement itself seems to have increased with time rather than decreased. So could you argue that, you know, on the one hand, a woman likes to be treated like a princess and it's all romantic and like a film, though when you get down to the serious business of being married, that is an equal partnership and the two things aren't mutually exclusive.
Yes. Okay. And I think that's fine. Right. And I don't judge anyone else, and I wouldn't, for wanting the engagement ring and loving the engagement ring and not seeing a problem. Right. That's fine. But I suppose I think it depends on how you feel, you know, and for me, I see a disconnect there. I see something that kind of can't coexist. So I now would find it difficult. But you know, ignorance is kind of bliss, you know, like if you don't think about it and you don't really care what it symbolizes, well, then sure, isn't that lovely for you, you know?
Yeah. Do all countries do engagement rings in the same way?
No. So that was another thing I discovered when I went on a bit of a Google. So Nordic countries, they both them, and I think there was somewhere else as well. They both get engagement rings, both the men and women. Mm. And there are loads of different practices. Like I think in parts of India, women get bangles. I know that's kind of similar. They're getting something, but there's all sorts of different, you know, approaches to it. And actually I looked up, so that the woman that I was chatting to, she said she got her ring in West Cork from this woman. It's called One Fab Ring. And if you look up that website, she mentions that there's a real increase in this kind of thing, that a lot of people are looking for this one ring rather than the engagement wedding band thing. So I think this must be something that other people feel. It's just I'm a bit late to the party.
Yeah. I suppose that also throws up, because again, in this traditional model, it's always, and this is in straight couples, I'd be interested to hear actually from same-sex couples, how it works. But in straight couples, it's always the man, seemingly. Now, there are exceptions, of course, but for the vast majority of cases, why should it be the man? I was asking the woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Goes back to the same traditional approach. And I mean, even, you know, the man going to the parents first, the father first, that's still happening, that people are going to ask the father for permission. I think nowadays it would be more like, I'm letting you know I'm about to do this, you know, rather than looking for permission. But even like, you know, giving the father, giving the bride away to the man, that's all so incredibly patriarchal. But like, look, I do understand tradition is comforting. We don't like change. Do you know what I mean? And you can go along with this and not agree with the roots of the practice, you know, and I don't judge anyone for it, they're kind of lucky, I think, in a way, to not have to think about that. They're not thinking about it too much. But I think once you do think about it, it can kind of change the atmosphere of it for you.
Yeah. I love the way you said that Beyoncé's song came out in 2008, not that long ago. It was 18 years ago. You know the way, you're getting old when.
I am getting very old, I'm telling you.
When you think that wasn't that long ago.
I know.
So are you still wearing your engagement ring? Are you tempted to fling it in the bin?
Do you know, I've always been quite poor at wearing it. Like, I'll put it on some days. I won't wear it other days. I can't believe I haven't lost it because I'm very sort of haphazard with it. And now I think maybe on some level, do you know, I always felt a bit uncomfortable. Funny. Yeah. I don't have it on today. Like, I don't have anything on my ring finger. And yeah, it is related. Like, I always call myself Ms. as well. You know, I am conscious of not declaring my marital status because I know that men don't have to. So that's why it's so strange. I've never thought of this before.
Now, if you said, I don't know if you can predict his reaction to this, but if you said to your husband, I don't want to wear this anymore, for all the reasons we've been talking about, how might he react to that?
I think he'd be fine. You know, I think he'd absolutely respect my opinion on it. I think he'd be a little bit sad. And to be honest, I wouldn't make that decision because I've lovely memories of us choosing the ring. And I do love the ring. It's a beautiful ring and it's part of our history. So in my own personal relationship, because I did it the way I did it, I'm not going to change that. You know, I can't go back and do it again. But he doesn't mind like that every second day I don't have it on.
Yeah. Jennifer, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That piece by Ms. Jennifer Horgan is in today's Examiner. A few comments on that. Someone says, surely an engagement ring is just an outward promise to marry. Who wouldn't want something gold and shiny? Well, not everyone, I imagine, but it seems to be the tradition is it's only the woman who has this outward promise to marry, not the man. I love my engagement ring. It is my favourite piece of jewellery and hugely sentimental. Someone else says, I'm a man and I bought myself an engagement ring after proposing to my partner. We're a gay couple, so maybe it's different, but I wanted something nice to have to mark. Well, there you go. There's a kind of slight difference there in same-sex couples. That's interesting. According to German custom, the couple is getting both their rings on the engagement and they're wearing them on their left hand. On the wedding day, they get changed to the right hand. Oh, that's interesting. It's remarkable that a woman could complain about the significance of an expensive ring that she expects to receive. Well, quite, you know, I think quite honestly and bravely, she says in this piece today, she had never really thought about it until a few days ago. And then she kind of had this epiphany about it, which means that she's open to learning new things and having new ideas. I'm sure you know everything, so you don't have to change whatsoever. Someone else says it's a pure scam. We bought my engagement ring together after deciding to get engaged. There was no big proposal or fanfare, says this person. It was a mutual decision, and I never felt like there was anything sinister or patriarchal about the ring. We both saved for it, and it is a symbol of our love. Well, I suppose that's the kind of, if it's the person that you're getting married to and you love each other, and, you know, as long as they don't view it as some sort of symbol of ownership, it obviously won't feel that way. But still, even in society in general, it can kind of look that way. You don't have to ask a man his marital status. You can tell by the look on his face. You mean a slightly bedraggled, kind of beaten down look on his face, a look of whatever you think, I'll do it. I've been married 43 years. I work with dogs and never wear my rings. Okay. Is it because you want the dogs to think you're single? I believe the tradition is the woman is supposed to buy a man a watch after engagement. Oh, okay. Yes, I've heard of that before, right? I don't know if that always happens that way. I gave my partner an engagement ring with diamonds. Years later, we married and we got the wedding band molded into the engagement ring. So it looks like one. Unfortunately, I lost my wedding ring, which I think is now under the kitchen tiles. No way I'm pulling them up the tiles again. Getting divorced now. Getting divorced now. Oh, gosh. I hope that was a joke. And somebody else says, you're all so woke. What is wrong with a man asking for a man's blessing to propose to his daughter? It's respectful. Some people like this tradition. You cannot just let people do their thing. And Jennifer said it dozens of times, well, not dozens of times, but several times during the course of that interview, that people that she respects but other people want to do. It's just, I suppose, that if you're a woman and two men go to have a conversation about a decision that will affect the rest of your life and they don't ask you about it first, I don't know. How would you feel if two women went off and said, you know what we're going to do with this text, or we're going to make him go and live in Thailand or something? How would you feel about it?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.